Welcome to the Analyst Podcast Series, practical advice to advance in your professional career from the experts, moving at the speed of you. Thank you for tuning in.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening. I'm Gabriela Salazar, English corporate trainer for ONE Solutions, an ACS company. Our guest today is Jill Hogan, Director of Client Services at ONE, an ACS company. Today is a special edition for the Working Moms campaign, and we are celebrating moms all over the workforce. So Jill, tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
Oh yeah, well, first off, thanks for having me today. I've got, two boys, teenage boys. One is a senior in high school, and so he's going to be leaving us pretty soon here. We're on the final countdown. He'll go to college. And I have a middle school child, another boy, Kyle. He is going to be going into high school next year. So we've got kind of like that early teenage year and like that kind of later adult, teenage adult, because I'm not going to call them adults because they still have a teenage brain. So
they do.
Yeah, they do. So anyway, yeah, they keep me busy. We've got a lot of activities. They all play sports. So, you know, every night we have something, typically an event, a practice. Fortunately, one can drive right now, but still, he plays ultimate frisbee. So we're always going to his games, and watching his tournaments out of town on the weekends as well. So it's pretty busy. And then of course we've got work. We got to get our work done. So it's definitely busy, and it's never a dull moment with boys.
I can only imagine. I have two brothers, and I mean, I wasn't around for much of their teenage years. I mean, I'm much younger, but my mom says it was a full struggle.
Yeah.
She worked as well. So I think she could understand very well what you mean with two boys.
Yeah. It's, and you know, they're all different, right? So one kid will be one way and the other kid will be another way. So it's just an interesting journey. I say to myself every day, what's going to happen today?
So what are some of your concerns, like besides, you know, social media and a few other things, what do you think would be a concern for you as a mom of teenagers?
Well, I mean, as far as the kids go, I mean, we know social media is a challenge, getting them off of it. I think the biggest thing is finding time with them to connect face to face. You know, everybody will go in their rooms at night and they kind of just, you know, go do their thing. So we make it a point to kind of do family dinner once a week, which sounds like, oh, it's only once a week, but really to get that together with all the schedules is really hard. So we try to do one family dinner a week. And we also try to do like a family event, like whether it's just hanging out, playing, you know, old school Wii, or doing the Oculus, the, you know, virtual reality Oculus thing. So we try, or maybe it's just going to the park and we get on those electric scooters, you know, and we just take, you know, if it's nice weather, we'll just jump on the scooters and drive around the park.
Wow. That sounds super fun.
Yeah. But just creating time to connect, right? That's the biggest thing, that I think we find ourselves in is we're all working and busy and, you know, when they're little, it's easier because they need you more. But the older they get, they don't need you as much. They do, but they don't. It's just different, right?
So, sure. Yeah. I mean, they find other, you know, people to count on as well. So that's sort of another thing. What would you say is your biggest challenge when raising teenagers?
Well, I think, you know, oh gosh, man, there's just so many. I think one of the most interesting things, because teenagers, they're very weird animals, right? And they all go through these trials and tribulations of successes and failures, right? And it's an emotional roller coaster some days. So I think really being able to like help your teenager through these difficult times, right? It's mentally exhausting, right? And so you have to kind of like separate yourself from these emotions and then put your work face on. And so I think that's a big challenge being a working mom. And also one of the main things that you're going to see with your teenagers if you don't have them yet. So it's working through those failures with your kids and using them as teaching moments and opportunities. Cause a lot of times, you know, life's not turning out how they thought it would as you get older, right? And not life in general, but experiences, girls, dating, friends, you know, all those things as young adults, you kind of go through in that awkward teenage time. It's being married and working, I don't have to go through any of that. And so you kind of forget, you know, so that is like a big challenge is just dealing with like that emotional roller coaster with them, you know, and keeping your sanity right throughout the day.
Yes. And speaking of sanity, is there something you do like for yourself to, you know, decompress as a mom, because it's a full-time job?
Yeah. I really like to go on walks. With having COVID and whatnot, it's been, you know, fairly easy when you're at home that you can just kind of jump out and take like a health walk and, you know, just kind of getting out of the house, stepping away from everything. That really helps me like refocus and recenter and just gives me time for myself to take a pause. I get the exercise, I check that box, you know, I get a little time just to think and no one's bothering me, right? And I don't have to look at like the dishes that everybody's left out or, you know what I mean? So it's just kind of like, okay, I'm out and it's beautiful or it's cold, but I'm out. And, you know, I have two dogs too. So I enjoy kind of going out and like just kind of taking some time for myself on a walk.
That's awesome. It's really important to keep your mind healthy.
Yeah.
When we have so many things, right, in our lives.
Yes.
I know sometimes I struggle with my family members because they might think that just because I'm at home, I'm available and they sometimes interrupt me, my meetings or something like that can happen. So have you come across any situations like this with your boys?
Oh gosh. Yeah. So working from home, just a couple weeks ago, I was sitting on a call and I mean, like, you know, I have like three monitors in my office and I have my headset on and my teenagers, you know, they come home, they're starting to get home early now because it's the end of the school year. And so he needed something, my oldest, and he comes running in and he starts talking and I'm pointing to my headphones like, hey, hey, hey. I'm like, and he just keeps standing there like I'm going to stop and answer him from my call. I was like, I had to give him the hold on, the 1 minute, right? Like, give me a second. I'll come and talk to you when I'm done. But yeah, it's just fun, you know, because they're just in their own world kind of. So yeah, that happened a couple of weeks ago. And, I mean, another thing too, like I think when everybody's been home, you know, chores and dishes and dishes is the big thing at our house. Who's got dishwasher duty, right? So that's been fun being home with them, getting to work on dishwasher duty. So needless to say, they can load a dishwasher.
That's awesome. Life skills are always valuable.
I know, right?
Yeah. So in this process of being a working mother, have you learned anything new about yourself or about the people that surround you?
I think one of the big things is I've had to really kind of understand that the whole kids are going to make mistakes, right? And really how I react to them is one of the most important things. That is, you know, kind of learning how to use those mistakes as coaching and opportunities to help grow the skills with your kids and yourself, right? You know, as parents, we tell our kids like 3 or 4 times to do something and then they either do it or they don't do what we tell them to do. So it's like, you know, I've had to like really grow some patience there. You know, I think I've grown as a person with more patience, having teenagers. It's definitely been a growing skill for me, right? That the whole patience thing.
Yeah, I mean, I know that I also have to work on that. I mean, I don't have any kids yet. So is there anything you would recommend for me whenever I get to have teenagers or people who are on their way to having teenagers?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. You know, give yourself a break as a mom, right? As a working mom as well. You know, you can only do your best. And honestly, like, you can only hope for the best, right? Because at some point there's like a, I'm here for you. I'm like the Alexa assistant now, right? Like, I'm sitting here in the room. If you need me, you can reach out. Every now and then I'm going to give you a notification and be like, hey, I remember I'm here, you know, I can order you this or, you know, but I think eventually the hardest part is they're eventually going to grow independent from you. And that's what you want, right? You want that. Because you know you've done a good job. So you have to give yourself a break. You have to have patience with yourself. And you have to keep being like, you know, checking in with them and creating those opportunities, those moments, right? Maybe it's just driving them to school in the car and talking to them. Or maybe it's like every Friday you go and you do coffee with them just so you have time with them, right? Because they're going to grow into these little people and they're going to want to kind of do their thing. But you really got to keep that connection with them. I think that's the most important thing as they grow up. Because, and just, you know, when those tough times come up, just take a breath and know you've got this and it'll work out. That's like a lot of things, but I think that could be helpful.
Yes, thank you. I mean, I know I value the time I have with my mom so much. She's just my superhero. And I think all moms are superheroes. And I thank you so much for celebrating moms with me today. You are definitely such an important part of our whole world. I mean, what would we do without moms, right?
I don't know. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for being here. And we'll talk to you on the next one, guys. Thank you for listening.
Go farther with Analyst. Thank you for tuning into the Analyst Podcast, professional advice to advance in your career. For more information, visit our resource candidate library at analyst.com. Moving at the speed of you.